Okay, good morning, everybody. Welcome to EMP. This morning, PSAM is not feeling well, so I cover him. Let us start with the word of prayer. Father, we come to you. Thank you for good day that you give it to us. It is a good time for us to share, to hear your word, and to know your heart, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let us open our Bible, Book of Revelation, chapter 2. Verse 1-7. Message to Ephesus. To the angel of the church in Ephesus write, the one who holds the seven star in his right hand, the one who walks among the seven golden lampstands, say this, I know your deed and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot tolerate evil men, and you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. And you have perseverance and have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Therefore, remember from where you have fallen, and repent, and do the deeds you did at first, or else I am coming to you and will remove your lampstand out of its place, unless you repent. Yet this you have this you do have, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcome, I will grant to eat the tree of life, which is in the paradise of God. Brothers of and sister, I like to read the book of Revelation because on chapter 1, verse 3 said, blessed is he who reads and those who hear the words of the prophecy and had the things which are written in it, for the time is near. So the book itself tell us, blessed who reads and those who hear the words of prophecy. This book reminds us what will happen in the future, and it really encourages us, because the background of the book is also pastoral. Why I said the background of the book also pastoral? Because John, when he get the vision, and then he write this book. The purpose of this book is to strengthen the believer, to prepare the believer for the second coming, and then also to strengthen the believer whenever the difficulties come in their life. So the work of pastoral is to feed and is to protect the sheep, is to feed so that the sheep can grow and then have strong power to overcome many difficulties in this life, and then still growing up and be fruitful. And as you know, today, we have a lot of problem. We have a lot of problem. We're just happy with the opportunity that we can come and worship together. And then start from 50% and going up to 80%. And then now, we get a news. Oh, there are a lot of cases, blah, 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 blah. I don't know if we still have this kind of chair in this church. Or maybe yes, and maybe no. We don't know. A lot of difficulties. Of course, by this book, God wants to prepare. And then God wants to remind us, what is the main thing that we need to know? Before I continue, I give you a little bit background So John write this book. He was sent to the very small island called Patmos. If you join tour to Turkey, then you can go to that small island. I heard from my friend who have been go there, from Turkey, they need to use small boat because cannot use big boat, and then small boat, and then the wave is very big. So if you have seasick, you cannot enjoy the trip. Imagine this happened 2,000 years ago. So I can say this return call, no return ticket for John. When he sent to the Patmos, don't hope to go back. Because the way go there is very, very difficult. Now, John, in the book of Gospel, we can see that he is the beloved one, the beloved disciple. Imagine someone beloved by God, but now in his old age, he has a lot of problem. Yeah. Suppose old age is a golden age. People working so that get good retirement when they face in their old age. For example, they have good saving, they have good family, they have good health. But John don't have everything. Yeah. He is the beloved one, but in his old age, he was sent to small island and no one there and cannot go back. Of course, this kind of situation can make people ask to God, are you really the one that I serve? Are you really the one that I put my trust? Are you really the one that overcome the world? Something like that. God is so good, brothers and sisters. He knows this kind of experience can happen also for the future Christian, for the future believer. That's why he showed himself to John in order to strengthen John, not only John, for all believers. So the first vision on chapter 1, yeah, you can see the difference between Jesus in the book of Revelation and Jesus in the book of the Gospel. In the book of Gospel, Jesus come as the suffering servant. That means a servant who died on the cross. But on the book of Revelation, all the image of Jesus is different. He is not the suffering servant, but he is Almighty God. No wonder we can see the difference, his hair, his clothes, and then his sound, so powerful. That's the chapter 1. Suppose if I read this book, chapter 1 must go to chapter 4. After John saw the vision in the Patmos Island, now Jesus bring John to see the vision in the heaven. And then chapter 5, a group of people pray. And then chapter 6, Jesus opened the seal. But why the writer put chapter 2 and chapter 3? I struggle with this structure. Yeah, suppose chapter 1 go to chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6. Why the writer put chapter 2 and chapter 3? Now I wonder when I read again. Oh yeah, because before something big happened, God want to prepare the church. As long you have good relationship with me, no worry about the situation. That's why in chapter 2, God asked John to write the letter to the Ephesians, write the letter to Ephesus people, because Ephesus people have lost the main point of their relationship with God, which is we can see at chapter 2, verse 4. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Left the first love is the crucial point in our spiritual life. Ephesian people is very, very good. If you open the book of Acts chapter 19, you can see that the first pastor of this church, Paul, yeah, the first pastor, famous pastor, the first pastor, the second, this church have experienced a lot of miracle. Number three, the number of this church is growing and growing. They're not only growing in quantity, they're also growing in quality at that time. So imagine if Paul start to build this church at AD 50, then John write this book at AD 80 to 90, then the time difference between Paul and John is about 30 years. After 30 years, this church become very strong, but they lack one point. What is one point? They have left the first love. The church is not the church if the church left the first love to God. In the Bible, there are a lot of images about the church. For example, people of God, body of God, a temple of God. But don't forget, the church also the bride of God. Yeah, the bride of God. The bride means relationship. Yeah, love being relationship. Relationship go to the intimacy. Now you can imagine this mega church, no intimacy with God. If the church no intimacy with God, so I can let you know that the position of the church is very, very dangerous. They cannot face the problem who come in the future. They don't have power. They don't have power. Remember, Jesus said on the book of John, verse 15. Let's see John 15. Verse 4. Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abide in the vine. So neither can you unless you abide in me. Mega church, Ephesian church, cannot do anything if they do not abide in God. Not only cannot do anything, but powerless. Powerless, no power. That's why it's very important for us to have intimacy with God, relationship with God, and stay in the love of God. As long we stay in the love of God, no matter what happens in our future, we can face it because God walks with us. PSAM speak at Spill Anniversary. He took the verse from John chapter 14, verse 6. I am the way. The way is not talking about the destination, but the way also talk about lifestyle. The way mean we walk together with God. How can we walk together with God if we don't love him. Love bring relationship. Relationship go deeper to the intimacy. Can you imagine for someone who has married or have spouse, yeah, if you argue something and then after that you don't speak with one with each other, even you stay in the good house, still very, very uncomfortable. But if you have relationship, no matter your apartment very small, you only have one box char siu fan, but you can walk together and hold hand. Yeah? And you can walk from Chai Wan to Siong Wan, yeah, and then return back with very, very happy. Yeah? Even rain come, you can use one umbrella and then walk together. This happiness come because of have relationship one each other. So it's very serious, brothers and sisters, if you lose the first love. Today, there are a lot of things that can make us lose this first love. The first one, because of busy. Busy, 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 busy. Yeah? Busy, busy, busy. Some people say busy is B, U under S, Satan, Y, yoke. B under, B under Satan yoke. That means the yoke means something they put here. Yeah, so you don't have time. Of course, the world always treat us. They didn't tell you left your church. They didn't tell you left your faith. No, they just make you busy. Busy, 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 busy. And then you lose the intimacy with God. Once you lose the intimacy with God, and you become very weak. The other thing, because of the problem, yeah, when problem come, people always ask, why me, God? And then they left the church, they left God. Yeah. Of course, God never promised that you don't have problem, but God always promised that I will go with you. I will go with you. One of my sister go back to Indonesia a few years ago, and then she has a good husband. After married for 6 years, her husband passed away. Yesterday, 7/7, she post her anniversary without husband, then with a sad icon. I cannot say anything. I just give her Rome chapter 8, verse 28. Yeah. But thanks God, she still walk with God. But for some people, they will leave God. Yeah. And then, what else can make us left from the first love? We feel we strong enough. We feel we strong enough. Today, COVID-19 tell us that we are nothing. Yeah. Yeah. We face with a very small virus. Everybody look fear. Wash hand 20 times in a day. Wearing masks. Conference about COVID-19. Everything just won't to escape us from this kind of situation. We are not too strong, brothers and sisters. Our power only comes when we abide with God. I hope this kind of activity or this kind of reason not make us go and then leave our first love. By this kind of the problem, we should come close and close. Because the Bible told us, if we close, have intimacy with God, we have power. The last part, how I know I still have first love or not? I think this question also important for us who already made it for 20 years. This year, for me, 24. I should ask this question also. How I know? People tell me if you married for 20 years, if you want to know how you still have first love or not, it's very, very simple. When you dating with the girl or the man, the girl, and you hold a hand, and then the girl didn't see the street and then jump down. And the man will say, what happened to you? Is it hurt? How can I help you? Next time, be careful. That's first love. 20 years love. Walk together, and then wife jump down, and the man say, how can you already wearing glasses? You still don't see the world? That means you love, you left your first love. If you say like that. Or the first dating, she make a cup of coffee for you. She forget. She don't know how to make difference between salt and sugar. She put salt in the coffee. When you drink this coffee, no sweet, but very salty. And then, she realized, oh my goodness, this is not sugar, but salt. But you say, oh, it's okay. I like coffee with salt. That's first love. But after 20 years, she make the same mistake. You will say, you want to kill me? You know I have high pressure blood, but now you want to kill me by put a lot of salt in my coffee. Drink by yourself. If you say like that, that means you lose your first love. Now, how about our relationship with God? Will lose the first love or not? There are a lot of sentences that we can think about. I give you 2-3 sentences. You ask yourself. First sentence, you delight in someone else more than you delight in the Lord. If you delight in someone else more than you delight in the Lord, then it's maybe you already lose your first love. Yeah. Some sister, they always put Korean movie star on their Facebook. I don't know their name. But what I know is few years ago, I like Bruce Lee, I like Jet Li, I like them. But today, this all movie star out of date. Korean star. Yeah. Their face, I cannot make different this woman or man. Because their face is in between woman and man. Yeah. Not too strong, not too soft. And then when they go to concert and then meet this kind of people, they can shout, yay! Yeah. So energetic. But when they come to the church for worship God, even worship leader already sing anointed one, and then the preacher is very good, they still that's mean. They have symptom losing the first love. That's number one. Number two, you make excuse for doing things that displease the Lord and claiming to be only human. If you do something not pleasing God, you just say, oh yeah, we are human. Oh yeah, we are human. Everybody do the same thing. We are human. When we say this sentence, then you also have the symptom of losing first love. And the third one, you choose to treat others. you choose to treat others as you would treat the Lord. For other people, you really want to pleasing them. But for God, just so-so. Oh, enough. Yeah. So, if you have this kind, of course, there are a lot of examples. Yeah. This morning, I want you, of course, also me. Let us meditate a few seconds. Do I still have my first love? If yes, no worry, brothers and sisters. You are on the way with God. You have the power to overcome every difficulty because you walk with God. Let us pray.
I come in simplicity, longing for purity, to worship you in spirit and truth, only you. Lord, strip it all. heart will see how I love you.
Thanks to Jesus, who always loved us. Don left his first love. Keep relationship intimacy with him. He is our Lord. He is our Savior. He is also our everything in our life. Thanks, Father, because you love us. Thanks, Father, because you don't bring us into routinity, into busyness. Finally, we forget our first love. But please, walk with us, Father, so that we always remember our first love. Thank you, Father, for the reminding. Thank you. Brothers and sisters, let us spend our time this morning. Yeah. We bring our time petition to God. Pray for people in our community who have cancer doing chemotherapy. Let us pray together. Also pray for our community who have illness, and also pray for their spiritual salvation. Let's pray for people who have infirmities condition. We pray that God will take out all weakness in their body. pray for brothers and sisters who are seeking new job, that God will bring the best for them. Today, we pray for mission in China, SP Beijing, SP Shanghai, both brothers and sisters who are doing ministry in that area. We pray that God always go with them. We also pray for board, our spiritual leader in this church. We pray that God always lead them. We pray for Bisem, Pinet, Kiwan, and all brothers and sisters. We pray that the spirit of wisdom always in their heart. Let's pray together. Pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry, and also pray for women ministry. We pray that all this ministry can be a place for our church member to grow together. Also pray for SP 2.0 for building and resources. Yeah. We put this plan into God's hand, and we believe that God will prepare the best for us. Finally, we also pray for our city, Hong Kong. We pray that God still love Hong Kong and put His love, joy, and peace for the city. Let's pray together. Father, thank you. Thank you for a good time that we can hear your word, pray together, and then put our life into your hand. We know that you love us, and now we want to leave the church. Please go with us, Father. Thank you, Father. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a nice day.